Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Ginger Blah Blah Blah. Hopefully, you are able to pull up the cartoon that I've included from Gary Larson of The Far Side. Basically, the man is giving his dog, Ginger, a set of instructions, but Ginger can only hear blah blah blah, Ginger, blah blah blah, Ginger. So here's my question. What is it that we hear? We all have a tendency, like Ginger, to hear the parts that make the most sense to us. We hear the parts that fit in the story that we are writing for our lives at the time. And this is true when we are having a dialogue with others by the motives that we bring. It can also occur between the voices in our own head, the difference between what our eyes experience and what our ears hear. Let's say, for an example, that I really want my husband to take me to Europe this year. The conversation might sound like this.
Guess what, honey? I got my bonus this year. This means we'll be able to put the new roof on comfortably without touching our savings.
Or take that European vacation we've always wanted to?
I don't think we can do both.
You're right. Your bonus isn't that big. We can just wait until next spring to do the roof with your next bonus.
Well, I was planning on doing the roof this year. I mean, Europe isn't really a necessity, and the roof is important for keeping our investment in the house solid.
You never do what I want. I'm just not that important to your list of priorities. I'm always last. Great drama, huh? Now, in case you're wondering if this is about me, we actually have a new roof on our house, and I don't want to go to Europe. But in the example, the wife hears stuff that simply isn't in the dialogue and doesn't hear stuff that is. Unfortunately, if her husband's motives are pure, he is potentially trying to show his wife her value by making smart money decisions and protecting their investment. So here's another example. If I'm writing a story about a great guy who's going to fall in love with me, take care of me forever, and grow old with me in the rocking chair on the porch, then my hearing filter goes something like this. The event? He's drinking excessively. How I filter it? Wow, he just likes to have fun. The event? He's working at McDonald's. My filter? Oh, he's so humble. Titles aren't what matter most. He's just not afraid of hard work. The event? He's yelling at his mom. My filter? Wow, he's really an emotional guy. They can also work this way, too. If the story in my head is that I'm a piece of crap and no one values me, then my filter works something like this. The event? Nancy invited me to go with her and her friends to a party. My filter? I'm sure she felt like she had to because I was standing there when she asked the others. So let's go back full circle to our cartoon that we started with. Ginger's owner believes that Ginger is hanging on his every word. Ginger, on the other hand, is only hearing the parts that seem relevant to Ginger. And why? Because most likely, Ginger came to the exchange with a motive. In her case, it's get out of trouble and get her owner to go play fetch with her. Are you aware of any motives that you bring to conversations? If so, think about how they filter what you are able to hear. If the conversations are ones that take place in your own head, think about how your preconceived ideas about yourself or what you are doing color what you hear back from yourself in the moment. To be a good listener means to be attuned to what the speaker is saying or present in the moment of what you are observing without past judgment attached. I'm going to finish up with a quote from Stephen Covey. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. I hope that doesn't describe you. Thanks again for listening. If you like what you heard, I hope that you'll pass it on to someone else. And until next time, take good care.